Big shout out to all my people that have to feel like they're the ones in control. Big shout out to all the people that are the controllers in their teams, their organizations, their businesses. Big shout out to all of those of you that feel that no one can do a good as job as you. Wait, what? Hold on. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Come on, Matt. Let's unscramble this. Let's do it. On today's Wake Up and Level Up, I am not championing people that are control freaks, helicopter parents, people that don't delegate. Listen, freedom comes from leveraging the talents of others. Freedom comes from leveraging the talents of others. You're going to grow. You have certain things that you're great at. You need to hire. You need to delegate. You can't fear that no one can do a good as job as you. If you work for yourself, you always think this. If you work on teams and you feel like some of your peers can't keep up with you, you feel like this. Oh, forget it. I'll just handle it. Oh, I won't delegate it to that other person in the other cubicle over there because they're always slow to respond. Or they won't do it the way I need it done. Or blah, 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 blah. So here's the thing. In order to really get freedom from leveraging the talents of others, I believe that there are two things that you need to do. Number one, stop doing things outside of your zone of genius. Identify exactly what you are great at and what you excel at, but also understand full well, what do your teammates, your partners, your collaborators, your peers, what are their strengths? What do they excel at or enjoy? Too often we're really focused on what they can't do or what the problems have been, as opposed to flipping our mindset, changing our perspective and saying, let me ask them what they actually care about. Let me ask them what actually moves them. Let me ask them what gives them intrinsic motivation. Let me ask them what internally makes them happy. Or let me find out what they really can excel at. Like, having that level of empathy is going to help you better understand the talents that are around you. When you can better understand the talents that are around you, you will start to get the freedom that you're looking for. But here's the other piece, part number two of this. It's not what you can get out of them. It's what you can do to position them to be at their natural best. One more time. It's not what you can get out of them. Wrong intent. It's best to position them for their natural best. You want to position your people to win. So stop forcing something down somebody's throat that you know they can't win at. And stop holding that against them. You already know this person doesn't do well with that particular activity. Why do you keep frustrating yourself? And why do you keep making it miserable for them and making it a miserable environment for both of you? Let's get honest with ourselves. Let's step up our self-awareness. Let's remove our egos and let's put our people in the position to win. So in conclusion, two things that you need to remember today. Number one, identify your zone of genius and stay in it. When you do stuff outside of your zone of genius, it's not the best use of your time just because you think you're gonna be better at doing it. And then number two, intent. It's not what you can get out of them. It's how you can position them to be at their natural best. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.